Hello.
Hey, Blake.
Hey.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing good.
Awesome. Let me go ahead and get all this rolling. So I spoke with my supervisor. I talked to him quite a bit, actually, and I couldn't remove the whole entire thing. I tried my hardest to, but I still got us $200 off. So it'd only be $348 to start today, but y'all would still be locked in at the $249 a month.
It'd be how much to start today?
$348.
Okay, I thought we said $299 minus $200. How did we get to $348? What's the other charges there?
It'd be the $99 setup fee on top of the $249. So that'd be $348 altogether. Because I got the setup fee is originally $299.
Okay.
So I got $200 deducted off the normal setup fee. So we just have that $99 left.
And then the first month.
Yeah, and those two together would be the $348.
Okay. All right, what information do you need to get that started?
All right, let's go hop right into it. What are y'all's hours of operation looking like?
Standards 9 to 5. I mean, we can do anything, but our standards 9 to 5.
9 to 5, Monday through Friday. And then y'all are open, I guess, when you said anything. You're open for, like, emergency calls.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Perfect. And I assume y'all are licensed and insured, right?
Yes.
Perfect, man. And we're going to market you for all garage services that you offer, residential and commercial. But within that, do y'all have like a specific niche or maybe like a moneymaker that you like jobs you just prefer doing that we could throw a little bit of emphasis on for you when marketing?
I'll be honest, I don't really know the answer to that question.
That's fine, because we'll set up that call, like I said, the onboarding thing with our specialists, with Steve himself, and they'll probably depict that with him, just make sure we're getting anything that might be a niche to y'all covered for sure. But, yeah, I'll just put here garage services, both residential and commercial. Perfect. And what are, like, some specific cities, counties, or zip codes you're wanting us to market you in?
Horry County and Georgetown County.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And when managing this, I understand we're going to do the onboarding with Steve, but who's probably going to be the primary person of contact with this? Is it going to be you or Steve?
Probably me. Be easiest.
Okay, great. So, Blake, I have your first name. What is your last name?
It's Bost, B as in boy, O-S-T as in Tom.
Great. And what's a good email for you?
It's Blake M, like McDonald, M, Bost at ymail.com.
Thank you. And what's going to be the billing address for the card we're using?
I believe it's the billing address, if I'm not mistaken, is P.O. Box 44. Conway, South Carolina, 29528.
Can I get that zip code one more time, please?
29528.
One moment. And just to make sure I have the business name spelled correctly, can you let me know what that is?
Yeah, it's A, American, Door, Ori, LLC.
Okay, one moment. I'm just applying these discounts for us. Great. And then let's get that applied. Okay, perfect. All right, and what kind of card are we going to be using for this today?
A MasterCard.
Great. And I'm ready for that number whenever you are.
5172-5983-0044-2443.
Thank you. And the expiration date, please.
0327.
Thank you. And the CV code as well, please.
600.
Great. Now, Blake, we're never going to give out your personal information, but just because of the traffic we're going to have coming your way, and sadly because of today's climate on the internet, the likelihood of you getting a spoof call is kind of up there. So we set up something called a security question. Essentially, if you're ever suspicious about who's calling you, you would ask us this question. We'd immediately answer it for you. We have three options for that question. We have your mother's maiden name, the city you're born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like to do?
The city I'm born in.
And what's the answer for that one?
Conway.
And I'm sorry, can I get the billing address one more time, please, just to confirm?
Yeah, P.O. Box 44, Conway, South Carolina, 29528.
Two eight. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Great. And before I can actually process this payment, I just have to do something called our voice verification script. It's recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement. It's also just an added form of protection for yourself. I'm going to go ahead and start that, Blake, but if at any point you're confused about what I'm saying, please feel free to stop me and I'll make sure to clarify anything you need. Does that sound good?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
A American Door Ori, LLC.
Great. And please state your name and title within the business.
Blake Vost, office manager.
Great. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Great. And you're an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Great. Now, if you could, go ahead and open up your phone for me and your contacts. I'm going to give you our phone number. It's going to be the only one you contact us from, as well as where we contact you from here on out. You can save it under the name of our business, Local Splash, and I'll give you that phone number when you're ready.
All right. Give me one second. All right, what's that phone number?
That will be 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225.
Okay.
Great. And do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yeah.
Great. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Great. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, January 13th, 2025, in the amount of $348. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 13th day in the amount of $249. This will be a reoccurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. You must speak to a live representative to prevent charges on your next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 days before your next billing is due. All right, Blake. Well, I want to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you on to the Local Splash team. I really can't wait to see how we help you thrive as a business. And honestly, I think it's going to be a relationship to last for years to come. Now, there's just two things we need to do. You should have been sent a text as well as an email. Either way is a perfect way to access this. It's just our terms and conditions that I would need you to sign real quick. And as soon as you do that, we can go ahead and schedule that client interview for your best convenience.
Okay, give me 1 second.
No problem. Take your time.
I can't see the confirm button.
Oh, if you're doing it on your phone and you have it long ways, try turning it sideways, because sometimes the long ways will get stuck like that.
Not having any luck.
It's not allowing you to do it? Even after turning it sideways, it's still not allowing you to?
Mm-mm.
And I spelled your name correctly, right? BLAKEBOST?
Mm-hmm.
Let me try resending it to you, seeing if you go from a different link, it'll work. Give me one moment. I'm just going to text it to you. All right. I just sent that over to you.
No, I still can't get to the confirmation button for some reason. I don't know.
Huh, even turning it sideways? That's weird. Well, how about this? I mean, maybe, yeah, even when you turn the phone sideways, it won't let you do it?
Nope.
Okay. Yeah, because when you do it like long ways, it'll get stuck like that, but generally, if you turn your phone sideways and do it from that view, it'll let you scroll down and actually be able to click confirm.
Trying to see. I don't know what's going on with it. It's not even turning when I turn my phone sideways. It's not even turning.
Oh, really? Do you have, like, the phone lock thing on? I mean, the screen lock thing? Do you have, like, a iPhone?
I have an iPhone.
Yeah, if you scroll down, like, you hit the top right thing like you would to find your flashlight, see if there's like a little like circle around, like an arrow circle around a lock that's clicked on. You might want to click that off. So it lets you turn your phone sideways. If not, Blake, I mean, you can just do it later whenever you get the chance to be in front of a computer. That isn't really that big of a deal. We just need it done before the client interview. But we can go ahead and schedule that client interview. Just make sure to get that done beforehand. So I understand it's going to be with Steve. What would be, like, the best time, you think, for him to do that, best time and date?
I believe with him, it's pretty much whenever. If he doesn't answer, leave him a voicemail. He's pretty good to call back pretty quickly.
Okay, let me go ahead. I mean, today, tomorrow, we have lunch here for the next hour, but then we'll be back in an office till 7 o'clock your time. And then we can definitely, we're wide open for the rest of the week.
You can call him today.
Okay. Okay, yeah, how like would...
The biggest thing was leave him a voicemail and he'll call you back, because that's how I'm able to get in contact with him, but he can take calls whenever.
Gotcha. How would a 6 o'clock call be?
That's fine.
Okay, give me one moment. I'm going to go ahead and schedule that for us. And I have his phone number here as 843-254-2092. Is that the best way to reach him?
Yes.
Give me one moment, I'm just establishing that. Okay, great. So I have that client interview scheduled for 6 o'clock your time. I'll actually be at the start of that call just to introduce Steve to the client interview. Otherwise, we're all good to go. Everything is ready to roll. Just take care of that terms and conditions whenever you get the chance to be in front of a computer. Good for me, please.
Sounds good. Will do.
Awesome, Blake. Well, I really appreciate you taking the time to get all this rolling today. Definitely look forward to getting Steve on board and getting everything moving on this, man.
Sounds great.
Awesome. Well, you have a great rest of your day. Thank you for joining Locust Slash.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Sir, thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.